Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory is currently in effect until early this evening. Sunshine today with our high nearing 68. Southwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Clear skies overnight with a low around 28. Northwest winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunny and 58 on Saturday. Westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Network security issues continue to be a problem across the nation, especially even now at public schools, as two over the last year have been affected. This week, with the Newton Public Schools having a hacker breach into their system, and just over a year ago, the same thing happening to the Hayes Public Schools. As Chris Hipp with USD 489 in Hayes says, it was a challenge getting their systems back to normal.
So we had to rely a lot more on pen and paper kinds of things for a little while. We're a one-to-one district, so impacted how we deliver curriculum.
That audio from Cake News. The question is, why is it happening and why is it so difficult to get things back on track? As Bill Ramsey, the CEO of Soteria Technology Solutions, says, if a hacker gets into your system, they're not only corrupting the main system, but also all your backups.
These are backups that once they've been made, they can't be changed. One of the attack vectors that threat actors are using is once they gain access to a system, they'll find where the backups are, and then they'll encrypt the backups so you can't restore.
Mid-America Network News.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Been patiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Go try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
As the 2023 general legislative session of the state of Kansas wraps up for the year, one individual is saying goodbye after nearly 35 years of service in the state government. WIBW reports that Sue Peterson, the government liaison, is set to retire at the final gavel this year. As Kansas State University released a statement saying, quote, Sue has had an amazing career at K-State and has led to immeasurable impact for our university. She's been a tireless advocate for the university, but her legacy is even bigger than that, as she had laid the groundwork for the incredible growth both within the university and across our region and state. Peterson had joined the team back in 1989 and directly responsible for all university liaison activities with state and federal legislatures. In other news, one family has filed a federal lawsuit against law enforcement after their two-year-old girl was fatally shot by a police officer during a standoff. Cake News reports the event happened in Baxter Springs, Kansas, as Carlette Crawford, the grandmother of the child, filed the lawsuit on Friday last week on behalf of the girl's estate. Good American Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska, Lincoln's Nebraska Intelligent Mobile Unmanned System Lab, also known as Nimbus, has announced they are receiving $2 million in funding to help advance their work on integrated suite of robotics and drone technology that will push forward research in the state and around the world. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that they are getting two grants, one from the National Science Foundation, the other from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, allowing Nimbus to push the boundaries of what they say robots can do and expand human understanding of how climate change is impacting agricultural, aquatic, and wildland systems. They say both of the projects will allow graduate and undergraduate students some training opportunities at the forefront of the robotics research at the university, as they're looking at how climate change has made the Arctic more hospitable to North American beavers, along with the colonialization and how it's changed area environments and topography. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax aid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Sling into spring this March at Rockin' Brews Casino Bremen. Earn drawing entries March 1st through the 31st for your chance to win a 2023 Polaris Slingshot. Earn 100 points all month per drawing entry in the hopper. Drawings will happen 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on March 31st, where you can win up to $750 in free play, and one lucky winner will win the Polaris Slingshot. See Players Club for more details. Only at Rockin' Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Saturday marks the annual Marshall County Museum Day, kicking off the spring opening for six museums with free admissions, special activities, and exhibits. Those participating include the Pony Express Museum, the Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, Kester House Museum and Gardens, the historic Marshall County Courthouse, Blue Rapids, and Okito Museums. They will be open Saturday, 10 to 4. Again, admissions are free. Special activities and exhibits will include the Stagecoach on display for photo opportunities at Pony Express Museum, a telegraph demonstration for youth with Morse code and exhibits, Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. Special activities at the Kester House Museum will include Patty Dollarhide with her mules, explaining how they were used in the ice harvest at the Kester House. They'll also feature a treasure hunt and exhibits. The Marshall County Historic Courthouse will have a new exhibit of WPA dolls and feature a scavenger hunt. Tom Parker will share photos of WPA post office murals. The Blue Rapids Museum will have an escape room scavenger hunt, and the Okito Museum will show off collections of Native American art and history and other local treasures. Again, for the Museum Day in Marshall County, this Saturday, 10 to 4, admissions are free. Washington County Commissioners last week appointed Eric Helms as interim road and bridge supervisor, effective immediately. Helms works in the department and met with the board in executive session last week. The appointment came after Kim Knox advised he was giving his 2 weeks' notice as assistant road and bridge supervisor, overseeing the department these past 2 weeks since road and bridge supervisor Justin Novak quit. Washington County Dispatch will be testing sirens throughout the county the first Monday of every month. The 10 a.m. sirens will be blown as long as the weather is not stormy. This testing will be year-round to ensure sirens are in working order. Hours at the Washington County Treasurer's Office to administer driver's license work will be reduced effective April 10th. New service hours 8 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. No appointments will be necessary. Nemahal County Commissioners made no decision last week on a request from the City of Sabetha and Rock Creek Township to chip seal a 2-mile section of Kansas Road from W to Y and a section of 14th Street from Utah to Kansas Road. A proposal was to clean and prep, with the county providing chip seal and assuming maintenance. Rural Water Districts asked consideration of a portion of ARPA funds, which commissioners advised they would keep in mind. Fair board members spoke about continuing the county fair at the site of the community building and will continue use of the building at no charge. They also spoke of the prospect of adding on to the horse barn or constructing a larger barn at the same location. A budget analysis of the Nemahal County Nutrition Program was presented, and options to reduce costs were discussed. Gage County supervisors held a public hearing to hear support and or opposition on Gage County's 1- and 6-year highway improvement plan. Discussion included grants being pursued to improve 162nd Road, encouragement to approve the 1- and 6-year plan and making it a priority. It was noted the cost to armor coat a mile estimated at $15,000. The difference in the price of concrete versus asphalt was discussed, as well as getting caught up on rock and gravel allocations. The plan was approved unanimously, as was a special use permit for a commercial greenhouse operation in Logan Township. Planning and Zoning will have a public hearing April 5th at 9:30 a.m. on solar regulations. With well over an hour of public comment, including some 30 residents and others, Jefferson County, Nebraska commissioners concluded a public hearing last week regarding new wind turbine regulations. Minor changes to setback requirements were the only variances from Planning and Zoning Committee recommendations. The decision will supersede a moratorium that had been in place through April 1st and concludes well over a year of discussion on the matter. Hanover Hospital will host a health fair on Saturday, April 1st, 6 to 10 a.m., offering discounted lab draws, plus vendors, community resources, door prizes, and a breakfast at the Hanover Community Hospital Saturday, 6 to 10 a.m. The annual Bulldog Booster Bash is Saturday evening at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Social begins at 6:30. The Bulldog Booster Club supports activities and athletics at Marysville High School. Ruth E. Musil, age 100, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Musil. Lorene A. Keniston, age 91, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Sunday at 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Saturday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Saturday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lorene Keniston. Beverly Blaha, age 84, of Manhattan, formerly of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Beverly Blaha. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna patties, cornbread casserole, pickled beets, and peaches. Monday's menu, meatloaf, baby baker's peas, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Jump into spring with Elsie Grace's Spring Open House, March 31st and April 1st. Enjoy homemade pies daily, browse new spring items, and of course, stop by and get yourself some of that famous fudge. Enjoy the Northeast Kansas annual Shop Hop this weekend with a stop at Elsie Grace's Spring Open House, Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory is still in effect until early this evening. Staying sunny today with our highs in the lower 50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Westerly winds still between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Southwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Warming up on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies Monday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature. Late March, 62, record high on this date, 92, the average low 37 and the record low 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:14, sunset this evening at 7:49. A balmy 64 degrees, south wind surging in. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 31st of March. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Make 2023 the year to prioritize your health. This is Jada Edgar, nurse practitioner at the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. Along with Washington Health and Drugs, we are excited to announce the Spring into Wellness Health Fair and Discounted Lab Work event, April 1st from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the Hanover Community Building. Over 15 local health-related vendors will be providing free educational and lifestyle information. Discounted lab work will be done on a cash or check-only basis. Join us anytime throughout the morning for a free will donation breakfast and coffee from Cup of Joy Coffee Truck. Enter the door prize drawing to win a Blackstone Grill. Take the first step into a healthier lifestyle this spring with the Hanover Hospital, Warren Clinic, and Washington Health and Drug Health Fair and Discounted Lab Work event, Saturday, April 1st, from 6 until 10 a.m. at the Hanover Community Building. For a full vendor list, price of lab work, and more information, visit the Hanover Hospital Facebook page.
Baseball opening day. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The 2023 Major League Baseball campaign is underway. The Yankees hosting the Giants to start. The season's first home run coming from last year's home run king.
Pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. Back goes Yastrzemski on the track, at the wall. She is gone.
John Sterling with the call on WFAN. Aaron Judge's first home run of the season. Gleyber Torres added a two-run blast. Garrett Cole struck out 11. Yankees win the season opener 5-0. The defending champion Astros hosted the White Sox, tied 1-1 in the top of the ninth, two on for Sox first baseman Andrew Vaughn.
Vaughn, a liner, over short left center. That's a hit. Tim Anderson around third. This one rolls all the way to the wall. Anderson scores. Here comes Luis Robert around third.
Len Casper, WMVP with the call. Vaughn's double plated two to put the White Sox up 3-1. They held on for a 3-2 win over the Astros. Continuing with opening day, the Rangers hosting the defending NL champion Phillies.
Heim takes off. Here's the pitch. It's hit high and deep out into left field. Carrying well. Cade goes back. He looks up. It's gone!
The call on KRLD, Brad Miller's two-run shot, extending the Rangers' lead to 11-6. Texas goes on to win 11-7. The Mets open their season at the Marlins. Brandon Nimmo providing offense for New York.
Leg lift, 1-1. Nimmo guides one to right center field, falling fast, down, base hit, Escobar rounds third, he heads home to score, the ball rolling to the wall, Narvaez takes a turn around third, he heads home, here's the throw, here's the slide, Narvaez is in safely.
The call on WCBS, the Mets prevail over the Marlins 5-3. Around the league, the A's top the Angels 2-1, despite striking out 10 times against Shohei Ohtani. The Dodgers took care of the Diamondbacks 8-2, and the Braves beat the Nats 7-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Friday. It's time for the Steckelin Report.
China buying a lot of grain from the United States. How can that be with the kind of deal we've got going between them in Washington? Oh, it's kind of a mess there. But they continue to buy grain like there's nothing wrong there. And I like that. Thank you very much, Mr. Chinaman. I got to tell you, when you look at the figures, it's kind of shocking because I really didn't know all this was going on as I didn't keep track of our export figures as I should. But for example, they bought this year 11% more soybeans than they did last year so far, 11%. Now, it is slowing down. They're not buying near as much right now, but that's not unusual, normal for this time of the year. Why are they buying so much corn? And quite honestly, soybeans. Well, it's interesting because I got to tell you, of all the buyers in this world, there isn't many better buyers for cheaper goods than the Chinese. they are experts in it. And when our market drops some, as it did the last month or so, they got kind of interested. And guess what? They need it. They're rebuilding their hog operations over there that were so badly hit by disease and so forth. And so they're needing grain. I thought, and so did most of the people in the trade, that most of their grain that they could possibly buy would be from Brazil because of the tensions that we have going on in politics. But they are not even looking at that, I hope, because we're not. We love to sell to you. Let's keep it up. Have a good day, everybody.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Are you wondering when it might be the optimal time to remove cattle from your wheat pasture to maximize forage yield while minimizing yield losses? Well, the Wheat First Hollow Stem can help you make that decision. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Romulo Lovato, K-State Wheat and Forage Specialist, gives insight on estimating Wheat First Hollow Stem to reduce yield loss potential.
The wheat is planted in the fall, and it goes through quite a bit of forage production. Then it goes through a winter dormancy, right? And all of that time, the head of the crop that is going to become a spike later on hasn't really been produced, right? So if cattle are grazing now, they're just taking the foliage out of the crop. And that termination date is exactly where we're worried with that developing head. Because after the winter, when the crop goes through that vernalization period and now it becomes reproductive, the developing head is going to start to emerge from the crown of the crop and being pushed up the stem. Then once it's above ground, if the cattle continue grazing that crop, now we see very severe yield losses.
Lolato explains how grazing past first hollow stem can make a significant impact.
So yield loss is based on grazing past first hollow stem. So I mentioned that 14% yield loss as a well-managed system, meaning we're finishing it at first hollow stem. If we leave cattle grazing past first hollow stem and we have dry and hot conditions like seems like this spring may bring us, we can have an additional 5% per day. So if you're supposed to take the cattle off today and you leave it there 2 extra days, that's a 10% ding in your yield that you have later on. So it's a very steep yield loss. If there's any intention of harvesting that crop, we need to be very timely in removing that cattle from wheat pastures right now.
Lolato continues by explaining the evaluation process.
So first hollow stem is field specific, meaning that even if you have the same variety planted in two neighboring fields, they might differ in the date of first hollow stem because of soil type, because of microclimate and temperatures difference between fields, and because of how harsh we're grazing it. So many things impact that first hollow stem. So in each field, producers should go out there and select an area that is just outside the fence, meaning an area that has not been grazed yet, and select a few different plants and pull those plants whole, select the main stem out of those plants and slice it open from the bottom part and try to see where that developing head is. If there is roughly half an inch in between that developing head and the crown level, then it means that it's time to remove cattle from that first hollow stem. Now, we measure from outside the fence from a non-grazed area because grazing itself already delays the reproductive developing a little bit. So if we're removing based on that ungrazed area, we're going to be more on the safe side.
That's K-State Wheat and Forage Specialist Romulo Lolato with insight on estimating wheat first hollow stem to reduce yield loss potential. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Does your spring planting schedule take the moon phase into account? It's all about planting by the light or dark of the moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 31st, the 90th day of the year. Actor Christopher Walken has a birthday, and the Ford Motor Company introduced the V8 engine on this day in 1932. Soil conditions and frost charts are important when considering your planting schedule, but if you consider the moon phase, here's a refresher on favorable moon cycles. Right now, the moon is waxing or between new and full. For centuries, farmers have believed that above-ground crops do best when planted in this phase, or by the light of the moon. Below-ground crops are best planted by the dark of the moon, or between the moon's full and new phase. Plan accordingly. The next full moon is coming on April 6th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You'll find our best planting dates chart online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 64 with the south wind surging in. Lots of moisture pushing our way. That could prompt some thunderstorm development this afternoon primarily. Highs in the middle 60s on tap for your Friday, this final day in March.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Opening day did not. Twins 2-0 at Kauffman Stadium. Zach Greinke got the start for the Royals. He pitched 5.5 innings.
On opening day, we would all sign up for that any day of the week. And, you know, 20-something pitches in the first, and then to be really efficient from then on out was tremendous.
The Royals are off today. They pick up the series with the Twins Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow, first pitch is at 3:10 and is at 1:10 on Sunday. Other notable baseball scores from opening day. The Yankees get a 5-0 win over the Giants. Aaron Judge hits a home run on his first at-bat to start the season. The Cubs beat the Brewers 4-0. St. Louis drops their opening day by one run. They lose to the Blue Jays 10-9, and the Rockies get a 7-2 win over the Padres.
KMDY.
A dark cloud hanging out over my head. I woke up this morning to an empty bed. Why she left me is hard to say. But is this fate or just a bad day? But is this bad luck or just bad timing? Or is it the lies I've told? It's hard to say. But can you get back what's gone? They said so. If you get down on your knees and believe and pray. To pray, but some things it's hard to say. Thumb up in the air and I'm a hitching a ride. Plenty cars passing, but I'm on the wrong side. If I cross over, will they go my way? Is this fate or just a bad day? Well, is this bad luck or just just bad timing, or is it the lies I told? It's hard to say. But can you get back once gone? They say so. If you get down on your knees and believe and pray. But some prayers are hard to pray. But some things it's hard to say. Just bad timing, or is it the lies I told? It's hard to say. But can you get back once gone? They say so. If you get down on your knees and believe and pray. But some prayers are hard to pray. With some things it's hard to say.
Still